Well, I only danced briefly at the San Francisco Ballet. I was a young dancer and apprentice with the company, and Michael was co-directing the San Francisco Ballet, so I actually knew him from the time I was 17. And many years later, when he had left San Francisco Ballet, and I was still in San Francisco and had already started my family and was dancing smaller projects like with the San Francisco Opera and whatnot, he asked me to come work with him. So it was a real thrill for me to be able to return to my dreams of working with Michael Smeun and dancing his works.
And you are known as, and were then and still are known as, his muse.
I was his muse, and it was quite an honor to have works created on me, and I think because of that I was able to dance a long time because these works were tailored for me, and I danced into my 40s, so it was very exciting.
How tough was it when he died so suddenly in 2007 to keep the company going? He was the founder, you were collaborators. It must have been an incredibly difficult time emotionally and also professionally.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was a horrendous shock, of course, when something like that happened so suddenly. And I was actually on the East Coast. My daughter was looking at a college, and when I got the phone call, I jumped into director mode and instructed the dancers to call his physician and call his son and call 911, and they jumped into action, and it was it was just a horror, unbelievable. And yet it was our devoted board of directors that said we have to keep the company going. It would have been their decision, since they are fiscally responsible, to close the company, but they felt committed. We were certainly committed to presenting the close of that season, which Michael died in April, and in early June the season ended. So we completed that season, but they were adamant that we should continue the company. And it was really their goodwill and love of the company that kept things going, and our dedication, certainly, to maintaining that. But we had to get the word out because our public naturally thought, without Michael, there's no company. And we've shown them that there very much is a company, even without Michael Smeun, and the joy is that we get to keep presenting his works, and that's a big part of our legacy.
It is said of him that he, quote, brought Broadway and Hollywood to ballet, and not everyone was happy about that in the ballet world.
It's true. Michael did not take himself too seriously, and sometimes when dancers were getting frustrated in the studio or having a bad day, he'd say, come on, this isn't brain surgery. It's not rocket science. But we're so, and so that was really his, his love for the art form. And he really didn't turn his nose up at other forms of dance. Some people are such pure classicists that they may frown upon lesser forms, perhaps, as they might want to view them. And Michael didn't. He was inspired by Gene Kelly. He was inspired by the Ballet Russe when they came through Montana many years ago, and his mother, dear Shirley Smeun, took him to see the performance. And Michael wondered how the dancers didn't crash into each other. And his mother explained to him, well, there's a choreographer that tells them where to go, and he said, that's what I want to do. He was a very young boy. So anyhow, he was inspired by many different forms of dance and saw the value in every form of dance. And so he brought all of that together in his company.
And, of course, was dedicated to popularizing dance, which can be seen, especially ballet, as an elitist art form. And he wanted it to be a popular art form and was hugely successful in popularizing dance.
It's true. And I think so much of that, being able to popularize dance, and we see it today on the TV when you take a glimpse of So You Think You Can Dance or one of these dance shows, and sometimes you'll see ballet dancers on there now, but they're using popular music, and Michael was doing that for many, many years. And so we continue to do that today, and although the company is classically trained, they have to know various styles and genres. They have to be extremely versatile, and I look for dancers that can really meet those demands.
There's something called the Smeun sass. How would you define that?
Well, I guess Smeun sass is probably a little tongue-in-cheek fearlessness like Michael had, and a little bit of humor. and just enjoys a lot of fun. It's evident when you watch our company dance that they're having fun and that they like each other. And although we're serious about what we do, we don't take ourselves too seriously. And so there's a certain panache that we exhibit on the stage, and we're proud of what we do.
And the company, as you have said, continues to innovate. And you have said this quote, "It's my challenge to excite and challenge my dancers and thereby excite and challenge our audience."
It's true. And I don't mean challenge in a negative way, but engage them perhaps and keep them open to looking at other forms of dance. I was always grateful to Michael, for instance, for having introduced our audience to Amy Seiwert, our choreographer in residence. She's certainly not a copycat Michael Smune choreographer. Each choreographer is unique, and her very distinctive style was introduced to our audience, and I was grateful for that, so that our audience could begin to understand and see that we have to continue to bring new things to our dancers. I mean, there's certainly value, for example, in looking at the masterpiece paintings that we can see in museums across this country. And yet you're not going to want to look at that every single day. There's going to be a variety, and we have a different style that might be introduced. And in the same way, we want to expand what our dancers do. Their vocabulary, their artistic vocabulary has to be expanded. Otherwise, they kind of stagnate. And I wouldn't want that to happen. And so it's been wonderful that our audience is coming along with us as I excite and engage the dancers in these new opportunities. The audience as well is engaged and excited. So.
And the performances in Montana will include one of Amy Seiwert's works based on the music of Patsy Cline, wonderful country singer.
Yeah, fantastic, and it is just such a charming ballet. And again, we don't do the tutu thing at Smune Ballet, and although the ladies might be dancing up on their toes, they've got a pretty nice two-step, I have to say.
That will be popular in Montana.
Yes, it's great fun, and we joke with Amy, and we say this is your most Smune-esque ballet to date. She's created other works, but she really tapped into a little bit of Michael's humor, a little bit of his storytelling with the lyrics of each song, and it turned out to be a real crowd pleaser, so we're delighted to bring it to Montana.
And the performance will also include one of Michael's works based on the music of Frank Sinatra, one of his favorite singers.
Exactly. He grew up listening to Sinatra. As his parents, he said his father would frequently take his mom up in his arms and dance around the kitchen, so he had some favorite tunes there thought of his parents when he created Fly Me to the Moon. So the audience walks out dancing and singing. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm sure, Celia, that Michael will love that you're celebrating the company's 20th anniversary in Montana, and particularly in Missoula.
I hope so. I know he would be so thrilled that we've been able to keep this company going, because for a time he wondered, when some of the board members asked him what his intention was, should he retire or heaven forbid, pass away. We never expected it so prematurely. But initially, he couldn't really envision a company without him. But then the more he thought about it, he thought maybe it could happen. And he entrusted me with his works and with his company. He hoped that I would be the one selected, and ultimately the board did make that decision. And we've been thrilled to keep it going, and I think he would be so delighted that we're returning. I felt strongly that we should come back to Montana in our 20th season and show that this native son, his legacy is alive and well.
No small thanks to you, and I have been speaking with Celia Fuchsiel, who's the artistic and executive director of the Smune Ballet. Celia, it's just been a pleasure to speak with you and reminisce about Michael Smune and talk about the ballet's evolution, and welcome back to Montana.
Thank you, Sally. It's a delight to be here.